Hello, this is James Clay. This is eLearning Stuff Live at the Plymouth eLearning Conference, and I'm here with the conference chair, Steve Wheeler. Steve, how's the conference going? It's only lunchtime on day one, but how do you feel it's going?
I'm quite happy with that, actually. We've had 16 papers presented so far and an amazing keynote. I didn't use the word awesome, I used the word amazing, because Josie Fraser hit the nail on the head when she was talking about community, identity. These are things I think people are interested in today. When they go online, when they look at what people are doing online, when they look at how things are being developed and created and how content is being manipulated and repurposed online, I think they want to know about things like community, identity, and things like security, privacy, those areas. So I think the whole conference so far has gone very well.
And you've been running around at a lot of different sessions from your Twitter stream and so on. But to give people a kind of flavour of what's happening here, what have been some of the other sessions that have been happening? I mean, I have to agree with you. I thought the keynote was extremely, you know, inspiring and getting people to think about what they need to do back in their institutions and listen to the conversations during the coffee break. But there have also been some other really good sessions. I was in Simon Finch's session on basically the internet is evil is probably the best way of describing it. But what other things have you seen?
Well, Simon's session, as you said, was pretty good because he incorporated a lot of video moving images into his work, which really engaged the very small audience that he had there. Actually, I wish he'd had a bigger audience. But yeah, he made some interesting points about e-security, e-safety for kids and things like cyberbullying. Yeah, it wasn't all negative. I think it was positive as well from him because he was telling us how to... how schools and how parents could kind of counteract the issues and the problems. Other sessions, three very good sessions on Twitter, one which was done from New Zealand by Illuminate, and although there were minor technical difficulties, as you can expect from just about any event like this, I think that went very well. All three sessions dealt with different aspects of Twitter. One was Twitter is dead, and one was Twitter is very much alive. So they were quite polemic in their approach, those two papers, side by side. I put them there for a reason, to make that happen. Other sessions we've had, we've had sessions on video feedback. We've had sessions on personal learning environments. Very good session from some students from the Atlantis Project from Germany and the UK on various aspects of computer-based learning and computer-enhanced learning, which I thought were very good. These, bear in mind, are still undergraduate students, and they're coming into an international conference like this for the first time. It gives them a great platform from which to both launch their careers, but also to formulate and firm up their ideas about what they're learning as well.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Steve. This is James Clay. This has been eLearning Stuff Live. Thanks for listening.